This week we're doing something I don't normally do on this show. We're spending time on the same topic on two consecutive shows. Topic is the rise in the availability and the use of heroin in New Jersey, specifically as well Sussex County, Northwest New Jersey overall, actually. We're doing this in order to make sure that you are aware of the danger to your family that's literally at your front door and bring to you ways to keep it out of your home and of your family's lives. My first guest is here with us with all of that in mind from the Center for Prevention and Counseling. We say good morning to Becky Carlson. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Chris.
CenterForPrevention.org is where you can see more about the many programs, resources, information, as well as one-on-one programs that are available, too, that will help, again, prevent the continued growth of what is happening as far as heroin and other illegal substances are concerned. But, you know, Becky, when you look at the fact now that New Jersey, this is from a report by Treatment Help, New Jersey is ranked number 3 in the nation for heroin addiction problems. Newark, Camden, Toms River, Trenton as the core of those addictions. But as we saw just recently, 70 or over 70 arrests in northern New Jersey, in Sussex County, just for heroin manufacturing and trafficking. The problem is, like I said, at the rural area's back door now.
Yeah, heroin, you know, substance abuse is a huge problem, and heroin right now and prescription drug abuse is epidemic level in our state and our county. We're just seeing huge problems with it all around the county and all around the state.
As I pointed out last week, one of the reasons is that a hit of heroin is cheaper than a beer at a ball game right now.
It is. A bag of heroin, you know, is very cheap, cheaper than a pack of cigarettes and very easy to get, and the purity in the last decade has increased substantially, so we've got very pure heroin that's very available at a low price. And a big thing that is fueling that is a lot of people getting addicted to the different painkillers, and that, you know, turns into heroin abuse when you can't get or afford the prescription drugs, so you turn to heroin. So that's been a huge problem and continues to be a problem in our county.
Which is why the prescription drug drop-off events, as well as the 24/7 facilities, which you can learn more about these at centerforprevention.org, are very important, because if you keep kids away from the expired prescriptions laying around the house, then those don't in turn become the gateway to heroin use.
Absolutely, and people, you know, really should be keeping aware of what medications, you know, they have in their homes. And it's not bad that we have medications for reasons that our doctors prescribe it for us, but when we keep them around and they're not monitored and checked on, and we don't know what we have, people can steal them, including kids, young adults, even people that come in to do service in your home, you know, but we really need to keep aware of them and get rid of them. We've got 7 locations, you know, around the county, as you mentioned, that 24/7 people can get rid of their medications when they're done with them or they expire.
Now, as far as community awareness, I know that the Center for Prevention does community awareness rallies or seminars or programs. And you've done those on a frequent basis, but it appears like we need more communities involved and have these awareness events on a more frequent basis, because, as I said a couple of weeks ago, drug dealers look for 2 things, a market and a blind eye. And unfortunately, we've got too much of both in Sussex County right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, what we promote is, you know, talk early, talk often to your kids, and get prepared. You know, the thing that I hear from parents when their kids and young adults do have a problem with substance abuse, they didn't know what the signs and symptoms were. And many times they say, if I'd known what the signs were, if I'd known what to look for, been aware, I could have sought help earlier. So, you know, being aware of that is truly important. And are all kids using drugs? Absolutely not. But all are at risk. And so we do a lot of different programs for parents and kids and young adults to try to bring awareness about the problems that we're seeing.
And you don't even need to leave your house, for one, because on Channel 20, SCCC's educational TV channel, July 4th through the 7th, there'll be a program called How to Know What's Really Happening in Your Community, Drug Epidemics. And, you know, just using that phrase, drug epidemics, to a Sussex County, Becky, I bet a lot of people aren't making the connection. Sadly enough, you get people to think, well, you're overblowing the situation. The state of denial that too many people have just adds to how wide of a door is open for the bad stuff to come in.
Absolutely. I think that I tell parents, you know, I tell adults, look at the police blotter. You know, look at your local newspaper and look at the police blotter, and you'll see what substances are here and what problems we're having. And, you know, most people now, they know somebody, whether it be in their family or in their neighborhood or their place of work, that has somebody in their family or themselves that's got a substance abuse problem. So it is here. It is a growing problem, and we need to address it. And awareness is key, and prevention is so important.
I'm Becky Carlson from the Center for Prevention and Counseling. On the web at centerforprevention.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. When you do these public seminars and events, Becky, what's the difference in people's understanding or reaction to the topic addressed that night or that afternoon before versus after?
It's really a kind of a wow moment for a lot of people. You know, they don't understand what the trends are. They don't understand what the signs and symptoms are. People don't really, you know, get it. I know when I was growing up here in Sussex County, you know, heroin, I thought that was somebody in, you know, an alleyway of the city where, you know, with a needle in their arm, and it's not anymore. It's changed because, as we talked about before, the purity is you know, increased so much that you just need to snort it. So it's not where you have to use a needle. So, you know, people's impressions and, you know, are really changed when they hear about, from law enforcement, from lawyers, from our prevention specialists, from people in recovery, what substance abuse looks like and how it starts and how early it starts. So that's why, again, we need to get our parents out early to be aware of this and looking for the signs and symptoms.
People think, too, now that summer's here, well, the kids are out of school and it's a central point, and that's where the drug dealers target. Doesn't matter. We saw some idiot just not too long get arrested at one of the branches of the Sussex County Library trying to deal heroin. There's this might be the pessimistic side of me, but I would not be surprised before the summer's over that there'll be some fool that will get busted trying to deal drugs by the YMCA somewhere, because that's where the kids are.
Yeah, you know, and in the summer, you're absolutely right talking about the summer. Kids, you know, it's summertime. It's a wonderful time. We all, you know, want to have fun and enjoy, but kids have more time by, you know, with their friends and unsupervised, and its substances are available. So parents are kidding themselves when they think that there's no drugs, you know, in our county. There absolutely are. So, you know, and it's not that stranger that's offering it to your kids. Many times it's an older sibling, an older sibling's friend or a friend that has something. And it starts with alcohol, and it starts with, you know, marijuana, and it goes from there. So it's really being aware. And we created a program tailored after somebody else's you know, program in another county, in another state, called Hidden in Plain Sight, where we mock up a kid's bedroom and have the different places things are hidden and what the different paraphernalia is. And it's just a different way of getting parents to look at it. And we did our first one in Byram this May, and it was an eye-opener for parents and community members. And we're looking to go forward and bring that around the county.
That's one of the mistakes that too many parents make. They try to be a friend to their kids, and they get this fear of I guess the word is smothering them, and the kids' bedroom, that's sacred, that's sanctuary. The parents, some parents think I must not invade my child's sanctuary. Well, if a kid wants to do something foolish, out of sight, out of mind works for them.
Well, that's, you know, we want to give kids privacy. We want to, you know, respect their privacy, but we also want to be aware. And you need to know what the signs and symptoms are. You need to know what the paraphernalia looks like, so that if there is something, you can, like I said, address it early and get, you know, some help for your child or your young adult, so that it doesn't go further.
And this goes for the educators as well, because a lot of the signs of trouble are visible, and being proactive to prevent tragedy versus reactive after something deadly happens, it's a no-brainer, which is the preference.
And, you know, we have a little saying. We say it comes after a campaign that was done, a national campaign. It's not pestering, it's parenting. You're right. You don't want to be your kid's best friend. They've got friends. They need their parent. And parents really need to be aware and on top of what, you know, is happening here in our county, in beautiful Sussex County, you know, knowing what the signs and symptoms are and what drugs we have here in our county.
So to learn more about the various programs that you as a community official, a leader, a school official, an educator can have the Center for Prevention and Counseling present for your citizens, your residents, and your students, and as well as educators and administrators. It's all found at centerforprevention.org. There's also programs for one-on-one help, family nights out, family strengthenings, military families. There's a variety of programs that help bond a community together so that when the evildoers try to come in, they're usually solo like every bully, and like every bully, they're a coward at heart. When they're confronted, they will fall, they will be defeated, and they will run. But it's the community bonding that's important. That's what Center for Prevention and Counseling provides. Learn more about all the programs at centerforprevention.org. And from the Center for Prevention and Counseling, we'll be joined by Becky Carlson this morning. Becky, as always, thanks for how you make us more aware of what we need to be aware of. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris.